Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar are trying to secure a deal that would free dozens of hostages held by Hamas and secure guarantees from Israel of more aid reaching starving people in Gaza. NPR's Aya Batrawi reports President Biden says he wants to see the release of hostages and a ceasefire of at least 6 weeks.
The White House says Biden spoke with Egypt's president about how a truce could be, quote, built into something more enduring, as well as the urgency of increasing aid throughout Gaza. The call took place Thursday after Gaza's health ministry said at least 115 Palestinians were killed trying to get aid off humanitarian trucks in Gaza City, where hunger is growing. The Israeli military says its soldiers opened fire on crowds moving toward the forces, quote, in a manner that endangered the force, and that also dozens of people were killed as a result of trucks running over the crowds as they mobbed the aid convoy. Survivors described scenes of chaos and deaths from Israeli tank and gunfire. When asked if this incident would complicate ceasefire talks, Biden told reporters, quote, I know it will. Aya Batrawi, NPR News.
The governor of Kentucky says he would sign into law bills that protect in vitro fertilization treatment. From member station WUKY, Karen Czar has details.
When asked about the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling on in vitro fertilization treatments, Governor Andy Beshear called it, quote, horrendous, and said many of his friends have expanded their families using IVF. Beshear says he supports any action to safeguard the procedure.
We have so many wonderful people in our world, children of God, because of those scientific advancements. So I would support anything that we would need to further protect that access in Kentucky.
Since the Alabama ruling, a bill has been filed to shield fertility providers in Kentucky from criminal liability. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Lexington.
State lawmakers in Oregon have taken a big step toward recriminalizing the use of street drugs. The measure could go to the state Senate later today. NPR's Brian Mann reports it would roll back one of the biggest reforms to drug policy in U.S. history.
Since the 1970s, U.S. addiction policy has focused mostly on policing and arrests. Hundreds of thousands of people who use street drugs have been locked up. In 2020, Oregon voters approved a ballot measure that decriminalized personal use amounts of drugs, shifting the focus to healthcare and treatment. But those reforms came just as the COVID pandemic was hitting, along with the fentanyl and housing crises. Oregon saw more street drug use and more overdoses, and these reforms, known as Measure 110, have faced a major public backlash. Now, Democrats and Republicans in Oregon appear on track to make drug use a crime again. Supporters say the threat of punishment will pressure more people to get treatment. Critics say it's a return to drug war era policies that haven't worked. Brian Mann, NPR News.
It's NPR News. The Hawkeyes are lamenting the looming departure of their basketball star, Caitlin Clark. The player, whom Senator Chuck Grassley has described as the pride of Iowa, says she's turning pro. After this season, that is, Clark intends to enter the 2024 WNBA draft. She's expected to be the number one draft pick overall by the Indiana Fever. It's been a record-breaking season for Clark. She recently broke Lynette Woodard's record as the all-time leading scorer in Division I women's basketball history. And she's 18 points away from breaking the NCAA scoring record set by LSU's Pete Maravich for men or women. After a deeper-than-usual post-holiday slump, Hollywood is hoping Dune Part 2 will restart movie-going. NPR's Bob Mondello says early box office reports look promising.
With about $12 million in the bank from Thursday previews and another $7 million overseas, things are looking healthy for Dune Part 2.
It's breathtaking.
The sci-fi epic has more than matched Oppenheimer's start back in July, which bodes well since both movies are huge director-driven experiences. With IMAX and other premium formats leading the way, theater owners are hoping audiences will want to see Timothée Chalamet ride a giant sandworm on the biggest possible screen. Box office numbers for Dune Part 1 were impressive for the start of the pandemic, but not all they might have been because the film was simultaneously being streamed for home viewing. That's not happening this time. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips annual travel insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.